Our second Brit Bowl champion of the day is crowned after four trips to the finals. The Chorley Buccaneers crack the curse, as it were, and defeat the Coventry Cougars by 33-13. We're here with Keith Schofield, the head coach of the Chorley Buccaneers. Keith, how does it feel?
It feels absolutely amazing, to be honest. It's been, as I said, 4 years. Three of those years I've been here as a finalist and had the heartbreak of losing. So today I really can't even put it into words. It's absolutely amazing. It's quite emotional. It's been a fantastic, fantastic day all round. Thanks to everybody, the organisers and everything. It's just an amazing, amazing spectacle the whole day.
I mean, it was something of a surprise to see Coventry in the final over Marlow. But what was your game plan coming into this one?
Well, you're exactly right. Marlow are the four times national champions the last 4 years consecutively. So we'd sort of planned quite a lot to maybe come across Marlow if we were lucky enough to make it there. So when we came across Coventry in the final, they're a divisional sort of rival of ours. We've seen them four or five times already this year. So our game plan was just to do what we've done well against them in every game this season. We've been lucky and we've defeated them four times this season out of four, but today they'd really stepped up. They gave us the toughest game we've ever had. We were down for a good chunk of the first half, so there was no game plan. That's putting it a little bit sort of like that we planned too much. We just wanted to do the things we do well and do them well, and thankfully it took a little bit of time to come through, but in the end it worked out. But full credit to the Coventry Cougars. That's the best I've seen them play all season.
I mean, Coventry started off brightly. I mean, you look like you were holding them on fourth down, then that ball heaves into the end zone for the first one. They've got a long way to go again. The ball flies long into the end zone again. I mean, you're 13-0 down. How do you rally the troops from that?
It's just a question of saying to them, just think of the four times we played the guys this season. You know, they have scored against us, but we've always come back. We've always put 20 or 30 points on the board against them. So we can do that. We just need to refocus. Imagine the score 0-0, really, and go for it again. And thankfully, the boys all kept their heads. And after that, we shut them out effectively. They've got two massively talented guys in Ben and Mishak, and some fantastic young players as well. They're going to be an awesome side in years to come. We just managed to keep our focus, and as we came back into it, I think you perhaps sensed that Coventry realised, and maybe they had a little bit of deja vu from the season, and yeah, we just got stronger and stronger as the game went on. Full credit to all the guys. We only had a squad of seven here today, two guys missing, but those seven people were amazing.
I mean, you started up about, had a big stop at the end of the half where you could have gone level or gone ahead, start the second half like a bullet, levelling it up, then getting an interception. As you got further and further and further ahead, the noise coming from the Chorley side of the crowd must have been fairly good for you there.
We have, and I've said this all season to the guys, Seb, we have the best group of parents, supporters in the country. We have done for years, even when we've not been successful. They are by far the biggest chunk of people in the crowd were Chorley Buccaneers fans. That's absolutely amazing, and it's such a credit to those people themselves. It's just amazing. They were fantastic. I think people could hear them probably in Barnsley, let alone Doncaster. It was absolutely fantastic. Massive thank you to all those parents and supporters for all season, bringing the children down to training, travelling to tournaments. It's a big, big expense. It's a lot of time commitment for not much in return always, but they're amazing, amazing supporters. They've got amazing kids, and I'm really, really proud.
So what next for Chorley?
Who knows? That group of guys there, a lot of them in their last year of eligibility as cadets, they've come through young, you know, they've been young guys for years and years. Today was the last year of eligibility for more than half of that team, so we've probably got a little bit of rebuilding to do next season. It might be a developmental year for us as a group. Some of those guys will go on to bigger and better things at youth flag, and who knows even on from there. But yeah, we'll look to defend next year. It'll be really, really difficult because we'll have a much younger and more inexperienced team next year, but we'll give it our best shot. Absolutely we will.
Keith, congratulations.
Thank you ever so much, and all the best for the rest of the day.